Of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, humbly adorn at thy hallowed feet a garland woven of heartfelt songs and soulful narrations as an expression of gratitude for all that you have done for us. As toddlers, we, with our tender perceptions, built our world around you. Swami, you are the cause of our very existence. The first 6 summers of our lives we spent without you, and it was only when you graced us with your divine touch, O Lord, and steered the vessels of our lives in a new direction that we have experienced supreme happiness. We reached a new shore on the 15th of June 2006 when we joined the primary school. The magnitude of your plan for us stood majestically like the Bala Krishna gracing the school building. But little did we know that once harbored into the safety of your shores, you would set us sail only after 12 years of incessant chiseling. Now we are ready to challenge the most turbulent of oceans. Swami, we are grateful for being the guiding source in our lives. But today, you have given us the opportunity to express it. Swami, we surrender ourselves and all our efforts to you and pray that we become worthy of your love and grace. We pine for that beautiful loving smile, O Lord, that you grace upon us as you proudly call us your property.
I'm everything that I am, but you love. Taimas, we are canvases in your divine hands. Your masterstroke will one day turn us into masterpieces. 17 years ago, when I was born, a hole in the heart accompanied me. It stayed as my unknown companion. When I was visiting Parthi, seeing the enormous Krishna statue in the primary school, I felt an intense desire to join the school. I told my mother this desire of mine. She agreed instantly, though in ecstasy, deep inside, my parents had a small lurking fear, the hole in my heart. The entrance exam was over, and then came the medical test. Doctors spoke unknown biological terms. All I remember was a stream of tears rolling down my mother's cheeks. We went back to school and informed the elders at the school about this. I was directed to super speciality hospital. The doors to paradise opened. The doctors over there diagnosed me with an AST, that is a hole in the heart. Days rolled by. An uncomfortable feeling prevailed throughout. I felt that the symptoms getting stronger, maybe due to fear. Saima, you being the ever compassionate one, showed your divine presence everywhere possible. You left no stone unturned. You got us introduced and familiar to my classmate's mother, who works as one of the angels at your hospital. You showered the rain of generosity through your chosen instruments at the hospitals. The doctors wanted me to get a CT scan done. For this, I was directed to Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital. Due to short notice, we hadn't booked accommodation anywhere. The doctors over there suggested that we take rooms at Kadugodi. We searched for 45 minutes, but in vain. Finally, we saw a board with Sri Satya Sai written on it. We went in to inquire. We saw a man in white and asked him if we could get accommodation there. He asked if I were a part of any institutions of Swami. On discovering that I was from primary school, his face lit up and he said, "Certainly, she needs to be given a room. She is Swami's child and Swami has built this only for his children." Saima, the privilege of being called your child is the best reward anyone can get. Saima, with your grace, my operation was successful. I'm healthy now and have even forgotten the trace of pain I once suffered. Finally, the hole in my heart has been filled by abundant love, warmth and grace.
Swami, you are the break of dawn that unveils a new sky bright with the colors of faith and hope. May we be those raindrops that disperse your light and fill the world with your colors.
प्यार हमेशा तू ही सुबह है तू ही वफा तेरे सिवा मेरा Years have sped by. 12 lovely years have sped by, and 12 Januaries have come and gone. But that first sports meet will be etched in golden letters in my memory. The 11th of January 2007, our first sports meet, I was blessed with a chance to take a card to Swami. Usually, Swami blesses the card and returns it. But on that day, the senior sisters walked up to me and asked me to request Swami to keep the card with him. My innocent mind was firmly set to accomplish this mission and return successfully without the card. On the way to the dais, a million thoughts ran through my mind as to how I was to ask Swami to keep the card with him. When the momentous moment arrived and I beheld him face to face in front of me and showed the card, I was speechless. All speech abandoned me. He asked me to take Pada Namaskar, after taking which I stood mesmerized, unable to comprehend what he was saying. Lovingly, Swami bent forward and repeated it again, saying, "Can I keep the card?" Smiling from ear to ear, I replied, "Yes, Swami." Smiling back at me, he took the card gently from my hands and placed it on his lap. Swami, my joy knew no bounds. On that day, you answered my prayer even before I had uttered a single word. You know everything that goes on in every tiny heart. On that day, you touched my heart and I felt the sky within my reach. Dear Saima, my life is yours. This I reaffirm today. In everything I do, you have the final say. For everything I am, I want to serve thee. Dear Lord, hold me in your hands. So to you, I stay true.
స్వామి గారు మా కుటుంబాన్ని ఎలా కాపాడారు ఒక చిన్న సంఘటన ద్వారా తెలియజేయాలనుకుంటున్నాను. నాకు 10వ తరగతి పరీక్షా సమయమున మా నాన్నగారికి ముక్కు ఆపరేషన్ జరిగినది. మా నాన్నగారి ఆరోగ్యం కోసం రోజు 21 సార్లు గాయత్రి మంత్రం చదివేదాన్ని. నాన్నగారి ఆపరేషన్ తరువాత ICUకి తరలించారు. అప్పుడు అకస్మాత్తుగా నాన్నగారి కళ్ళ నుండి రక్తం రావటం ప్రారంభమైంది. ఏం చేయాలో తెలియక డాక్టర్ గారిని అడిగినప్పుడు డాక్టర్ గారు ప్రమాదమేమీ లేదని, దేవుని దయవల్ల తన చెవి నుండి కానీ ముక్కు నుండి కానీ రాలేదని అన్నారు. అప్పుడు మా అమ్మగారి కళలో స్వామిగారు కనిపించి, "నీ భర్తకు ఇంకా సమయం ఉంది" అని అన్నారు. అలాంటి దయామయునికి ఏమిచ్చినా రుణం తీరదు. నీ ధ్యానమే చేస్తూ నీ సేవయే చేసుకో భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించు స్వామి.
அடைக்கலம் அளித்து அன்னையாய் காத்திடும் அகிலாண்ட கோட்டி பிரம்மாண்ட நாயகனாம் எங்கள் ஹிருதயவாசி பகவான் ஸ்ரீ சத்யசாயியின் பாதாரவிந்தங்களில் அனந்த கோட்டி நமஸ்காரங்களை சமர்ப்பிக்கிறோம்.
சாயி, எங்கள் சிந்தையுள் நின்று உன் அருளாலே உன் தாழ் பணிந்து சிந்தை மகிழ அருள்வாய்.
சாயி வாழ்க, நாதன் தாழ் வாழ்க, இமை பொழுதும் என் நெஞ்சில் நீங்காதான் தாழ் வாழ்க. சாயி, நின் பெருமைக்கு நிகரேது, உன்றன் திருவடி நிழலுக்கு நிகரேது.
சாயிமா, எத்தனை ஜன்மங்கள் தவமிருந்தோமோ உந்தன் இப்பள்ளியில் படித்திடுவதற்கு யாருக்கும் கிடைக்காத இந்த அரிய வாய்ப்பு இப்பிறவியில் கிடைத்திட நாங்கள் செய்த பாக்கியம்தான் என்னே.
சாய்நாதனே, உறுதுணையாக எங்கள் உள்ளங்களில் அமர்ந்து ஆனந்த வாழ்வை அருள வேண்டும். அன்னையே, எங்கள் மேல் இறங்கிடல் வேண்டும். நாளும் உன்னை தொழுதிடல் வேண்டும்.
என்றென்றும் உங்கள் வழிதனில் நடந்திட ஆசி வேண்டி நன்றியுடன் உங்கள் குழந்தைகள்.
As a kid, when my mother used to send me for Baldikas, I concentrated only on the prasadam given at the samiti and the events they used to hold in front of Swami. Even at that tender age, I felt an emotion I couldn't fathom. Every time when I used to look into his eyes, I was captured and captivated. I had been only twice to Parthi and I had to discontinue my Balvikas due to hectic tuition and school schedule. Even years after, that memory of being mesmerized by Swami's eyes stayed with me. Another thing that used to thrill me on these trips to Parthi was the primary school Krishna. It was enchanting to the heart of a little two-year-old. My fascination for that Krishna stayed with me till I finished my 10th standard. After a long time, I visited Parthi again for my 11th standard entrance exam, and with his grace, I wrote it well. When I got the seat, I felt my mother's penance had borne fruit. O Lord, I offer my profound gratitude at thy lotus feet for making my life a heaven these 2 years. Thank you, Lord. Let me live a life worthy of your blessings and love.
Swami, every time we are down, we look up to you and we know you're all we need. Even when our lives are falling apart, we know you'll part the oceans to take us across the stormy path. We fear not the shadows at the close of life's day, for we know you'll be with us the rest of the way.
Everybody knows. Paramapriya Paramapooja Sai Maha. Paramapriya Paramapooja Sai Maha. Tumhi ya characha jagache utpatti karta. Pooja ani guru che guru ahat. Tini lokomta tumcha sarake. Apratim prabhavshali premak koni hi nahi. Apli krupa drishti. Sadaiv amhavar asodhyahi tumcha charani prarthana.
It was in the year 2002, September 24th morning, that my mother noticed swelling in my feet and stomach. It was noticed for the next consecutive day too. And when she took me to the doctor, a series of tests were conducted. My report showed that I had an ailment known as nephrotic syndrome. The next day, as Swami was in Vrindavan, we headed towards Whitefield. My mother was anxious and worried. Swami came gliding majestically towards the line. My mother raised me, showing my feet and stomach and explaining my health problem. He observed me closely, pretending to look surprised. He smiled, created vibhuti and said, Perugutu perugutu taggipotundi, which means, as she grows, the problem would gradually come down. My mother went through a very disturbed period for about 10 months. She kept applying the vibhuti constantly. It was again in the year 2004, September, that I underwent a series of tests. This time, my report showed negative results. The doctors assured us that as I grew older, the problem would gradually come down. The divine words uttered by Bhagwan 2 years earlier. He is the doctor of doctors. Bhagwan, you're the greatest physician. I beseech thee to heal our body, mind and soul.
Swami, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Ani Antaru. అటువంటి అమ్మలోని ప్రేమను, నాన్నలోని ఆప్యాయతను, గురువులోని ఆదరణలను కలగల్పిన ప్రతిరూపమే నీవు. నీ చూపే వెన్నెల, నీ మాటే మా బాట, నీ పలుకే అమృతం స్వామి.
స్వామి, మా శ్వాసే నీవు, గుండెలోని శృతిలయ నీవు, అడుగు నీవు, వెలుగు నీవు. మీ ఆనందమే మా ఆనందం, మీ భావమే మా ప్రాణం, మీ జీవితమే మా సందేశం. ఆ సందేశాన్ని లోకానికి అందజేయటమే మా జీవిత లక్ష్యం.
స్వామి, మాకు ప్రాణ సమానములైన ఈ విలువలను ఎల్లప్పుడూ ఆచరించి తరిస్తామని, మీ పిల్లలుగా మంచి పేరు తెచ్చుకుంటామని మాట ఇస్తున్నాము తండ్రి.
Gala.
సఖి ఏతద్ భజనం శృణోతి కిం?
శృణోమి శృణోమి. అహం చింతయామి యత్ అస్మాకం భాగ్యం అతీవ ఉత్తమః. వయం అత్రైవ ఛాత్రావాసే స్థిత్వా మందిరం భజనాత్ సంలగ్నాః స్మ.
న కేవలం భజనం, వయం మందిరం గత్వా స్వామినః సమాధేహే దర్శనం స్పర్శనం చ నమస్కారం అపి కర్తుం శక్నుమః.
శిశోః అవస్థాతః అద్య పర్యంతం వయం నిత్యమేవ కేనాపి ప్రకారేణ భవతః సాన్నిధ్యం ప్రాప్తుం శక్నుమః.
అస్మాకం అభిధానేన సహ సాయిశ్వరస్య నామ అపి సంలగ్నః అస్తి.
అస్మాకం ప్రమాణపత్రే అపి శ్రీ సత్య సాయి విద్యాలయ నామ ఇతి అంకితః అస్తి.
వయం సాయి ఛాత్రాః ఇతి విచారయిత్వా గౌరవాన్వితః స్మ.
యదా వయం పంచ షట్ వర్షీయాః ఆసం భవతః ప్రేమ ఛాయాయాం ఆగతవంతః. అత్ర భవతః కృపయా ప్రేమః పరోపకారః ఆది భావానాం అస్మాకం హృదయేషు ప్రవేశం అభవత్.
ఆమ్ ఆమ్, వయం కక్షాయాం గత్వా భౌతిక విషయానం అధ్యయనం కృతవంతః.
ఛాత్రావాసే వ్యావహారిక జ్ఞానం ఆధ్యాత్మిక జ్ఞానం మానవీయ మూల్యానాం చ ధారితవంతః.
ఇదానీం ద్వాదశ వర్షోపరాంతం వయం లఘు కలికాః పూర్ణ వికసితాః ఫలాని భూత్వా అశ్రుపూరిత నేత్రేహి కృతజ్ఞతా జ్ఞాపన హేతు తత్పరాస్మ. వయం భవతః ప్రేమ వివిధ రూపేషు అనుభూతవంతాః.
శ్వః పరీక్షోపరాంతం వయం గమిష్యామః. హే సాయిమా,
సర్వదా భవతః సన్నిధిం దదాతు.
తవ ప్రేమ ఏవ అస్మాకం కవచం భవేత్.
భవతః సందేశస్య ప్రసారం ఏవ అస్మాకం లక్ష్యం భవేత్.
అస్మాకం వాణి సాయి వాణి భవేత్.
అస్మాకం కార్యం సాయి కార్యం భవేత్.
హస్తే సాయి కార్యం వాచి సాయి నామ జపం సదా సర్వదా ప్రేమ వితరణం కృత్వా అస్మాకం హృదయేషు విశ్వ బంధుత్వస్య భావనా జాగ్రయేత్.
ఇతి ప్రేమ పూర్ణ హృదయేషు ప్రార్థనా. అస్మాకం జీవనం భవతః ఆదీనః.
అస్మాకం జీవనం భవతః ఆదీనః.
In my first standard, my birthday coincided with the holy festival of Ram Navami. Bubbling with excitement and nervousness, I sat right in the front so that when Swami came, he could easily spot me, not knowing that the omnipresent Lord was going to teach me a valuable lesson in the future. I was holding a flower and waiting for the coveted chance of taking a Pad Namaskar. Much to my disappointment, Swami came in a silver car that day, and I was left with a fragmented heart and an unfulfilled desire. The next scene was a red letter day, the 27th of March 2009. I happened to be sitting in the first line again, and this time my birthday coincided with the festival Ugadi. Swami came close to me that day as I had prayed fervently because I was so keen on taking a Pada Namaskar this time. He came near me, love in its quintessence. I was enamored. He filled my being with euphoria. Time seemed to stand still, as it is seeming right now. He blessed me with the chance of a Pada Namaskar. Swami, if we place our trust in you, you fulfill every desire at the right time. That was the lesson learned that day. Swami, it's no secret that you knew my innermost desire, as you are the indweller of everyone's heart. Dearest Lord, I pray you teach me to keep your love alive within my heart. Hazaron taron ke hone se sajta hai aasman, lakh hai boonde, warna barish ki kya pehchan. 100 lafzon se milti hai ek ghazal ko jaan, par ek hi saai kaafi, banane meri zindagi jannat saman, banane meri zindagi jannat saman. Thank you, O Lord.
स्वामी हाथ हमारे थाम कर पग पग चलना सिखाया, आसमान के तारे दिलाकर भी गर्वहीन जीवन बनाया, परिपूर्ण कर प्रेम अमृत से अपनाना सबको सिखाया, प्रेम पथ पर निरंतर बेरोक चलना सिखाया, जलाकर ज्ञान की ज्योति ज्ञान का पथ भी दिखाया, सर्व कर्म हो भगवत प्रीत्यर्थम ऐसा सुंदर पाठ पढ़ाया, मानव सेवा माधव सेवा ऐसा सुंदर भाव जगाया, सत्य धर्म और शांति प्रेम पर जीवन आधारित करना सिखाया, अब जीवन साई अर्पित हो ऐसा कहकर हमें अच्छा इंसान बनाया, ऐसा कहकर हमें अच्छा इंसान बनाया।
On the 7th of May in 2009, I suffered a severe bout of abdominal pain. My mother was very anxious. She took me to the hospital for a medical examination. I was diagnosed with multiple dense stones that crowded my gallbladder. I wondered naively how a stone could get into my gallbladder. But as I saw my mother in tears, a stark fear gripped my heart as my mind rattled to understand what was happening to me. The case was discussed and the doctor said that the only way out was to remove the gallbladder, otherwise it would lead to an emergency any time. My mother informed my father, who had then just recently joined the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital. My father decided to write a letter to Swami regarding my condition. The 10th of May found my father sitting in the mandir, holding on to a letter that he had written the previous night. Swami came for morning darshan, but he did not accept the letter as he took his usual round. My father sincerely prayed in his heart, giving the condition that if Swami accepted the letter, then there would be no need for an operation, an operation that apart from its surgical risks would have changed my life forever. As the bhajans went on, Swami suddenly turned towards him. He gestured to him to get up and give him the letter. But even before my father could think twice, he saw Swami moving towards him. Swami graciously stretched out his hand and accepted the letter, and as if he had come to accept that only one letter, he went back and was seated in the very same place. My father informed my mother that there was no reason to fear because Swami had accepted the letter. That day, I could hold my tears no longer. As my mother informed me, even as my mother told me what had happened, I felt that every night I had wept in my pillow, he had held my hand and listened to my silent prayers. A staunch feeling came to me and I asked my mother for vibhuti water that I strictly drank every day thence. The next medical examination was scheduled for the coming Thursday. The radiologist jumped off his chair in astonishment and exclaimed that it was as if someone had washed my gallbladder off its stones with a hose pipe. The team of doctors conducted a meeting discussing my case. They all concluded that this was definitely unexplained by medicine, as this had never happened in the history of man. Swami, that day I felt that when you had accepted the letter from my father, you had given me a new lease of life, and with that strengthened my heart with a new purpose that shall forever orchestrate my every breath. Thank you, Swami. Thank you.
Lord, there are no apt words to express our thanks to you, but for living in our hearts, for all your promises, for all the love and grace that you have bestowed on us, our love is the only gift we can thank you with. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us. Thank you.
ସାଇମାଙ୍କ ପାଦପଦ୍ମରେ ସର୍ବପ୍ରଥମେ ମୋର ଆଭୂମ ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣାଉଛି। ପିଲାଦିନରୁ ପାରିବାରିକ ଜ୍ୱାଳା ଓ ଯନ୍ତ୍ରଣା ଭିତରେ ଆଧ୍ୟାତ୍ମିକତାର ସ୍ୱାଦ ପାଇପାରିନାହିଁ। ଏଠାକୁ ଆସିବା ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ମୋ ମନ ଭିତରେ ନକାରାତ୍ମକ ଭାବ ଭରି ହୋଇଥିଲା, କିନ୍ତୁ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କ ପରସ ପାଇବା ପରଠାରୁ ସମସ୍ତ ଜ୍ୱାଳା ଯନ୍ତ୍ରଣା ନିର୍ବପିତ ହୋଇଗଲା। ଏ ମାଟିରେ ପାଦ ଦେଲେ ଅବୁଝା ମନ ବୁଝିଯାଏ, ଅଶାନ୍ତ ମନ ଶାନ୍ତ ହୋଇଯାଏ, ଅକର୍ମା କର୍ମ ପ୍ରେରଣା ପାଏ, ନାସ୍ତିକ ଆସ୍ତିକ ହୋଇ ବସେ। ମୁଁ ମନେ ପଡ଼ୁଛି 2 ବର୍ଷ ତଳେ ପ୍ରଥମ କରି ଯେତେବେଳେ ମୁଁ ବିଦ୍ୟାଳୟକୁ ଆସିଥିଲି, ସେଦିନ ଗୁରୁବାର ଥିଲା। ପ୍ରଥମ କରି ମୁଁ ଦର୍ଶନ ପାଇଁ ଆସିଥିଲି। ନୂଆ ପରିବେଶ ସହିତ ପରିଚୟ ନଥିଲା ମୋର। ଘରଦ୍ୱାର ଛାଡ଼ି ଦୂରକୁ ଆସିଥିବାରୁ ଏଠିକାର ପରିବେଶ ମୋ ଉପରେ ଏତେଟା ପ୍ରଭାବ ପକାଇ ନଥିଲା। ତା ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଦର୍ଶନ ପାଇଁ ଆସିଥିଲି ମୁଁ ରବିବାର ଦିନ। ସେଦିନର ଅନୁଭୂତି ଅବର୍ଣ୍ଣନୀୟ। ସେଦିନର ପ୍ରଥମ ଭଜନଟି ଥିଲା
दिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा। भजन टीए स्वर सहित ताल और तार मर्मिक परिभाषा एपरी थिला जहां मोर हृदय गह्वर प्रवेश करे मते केते क्षण पाई विमोहित करि देथिला। से दिन ठारु आज पर्यंत मोर स्वामी प्रति आसक्तिर बंधन टाण हेबारे लगी।
12 years ago, as I had been on my way to the portals of this paradise, we had stopped for our dinner. My mother waited on one side while my father and I had crossed the road when I realized that my mother was not accompanying us. Despite my father retaining me, I panicked at the thought that my mother would be leaving me and ran across the road. In a fraction of a second, my mother's expression changed to that of absolute panic and fear. A bus had crossed me by a hair's breadth. A millisecond delay could have cost my life. I was saved somehow, I thought. This moment ended with a resounding slap from my father, who was very scared. Little did I realize that my eternal father had a say in this. Years later, in my fourth standard, this memory had been revoked on my birthday. I had gone to Swami for a blessing when he gently patted my head, smiled his enigmatic smile and asked me lovingly, "Ippudaina traffic rules nechukunnava?" Meaning, did you learn your traffic rules at least now? My innocent mind did not comprehend what the Lord had said. Years passed by and I realized that I had been given a second life. I felt so abundantly blessed. Swami, if you hadn't shown your grace that day, I wouldn't be speaking this today. I owe you my every breath, my every success, my entire life, which is a second gift from you. Dearest Lord, pray I live my life worthy of your love and light.
స్వామి, నీ చల్లని చూపుల వెన్నెలలో వికసించే కుస్మాలము మేము. మా పుట్టుకతోనే నీకై అన్వేషణ మొదలైంది. మా కన్నుల్లో నీ రూపమే, గుండెల్లో నీ ధ్యానమే, మా శ్వాస నీకోసమే, మా మాట నీ భావమే. ఈ జగత్తుకి కారణం నీవు, మా జీవితానికి ఆధారం నీవు, మా చిరునవ్వు నీవు, శక్తి నీవు, మా జీవిత రథసారథి నీవు, గమ్యం నీవు, మా సర్వం నీవు, మా ఊపిరి నీవు, ఓ సాయిమా మా కన్ని నీవు.
Oh,
It was Father's Day and a Sunday. All of us had headed out for the parents' meet. The family sitting close by had a little girl wishing her father Happy Father's Day and giving him a token of love she had made for him. Tears of longing welled up in my eyes, but I could not aggrieve my mother by letting them out. I had lost my father to an accident at the tender age of one. My mother has been my every relation since then. After the parents' meet, when I returned, all my classmates were discussing their fathers. Overcome with grief and anger, not knowing how to let it out, I directed it towards Swami, the one closest to my heart. I took out a book and a pen and wrote, "Swami, why do you go out of your way to throw hurdles in my path? Swami, you're bad, but I love you. Swami, isn't it every daughter's dream to be her father's princess?" That night, I cried into my pillow and sobbed myself to sleep. Swami came in my dream that night, put a gentle hand on my head and said, "Nenu cheddavadni kadu," meaning, "I'm not a bad person. Don't take tensions." That was not the end of the story. Swami had blessed me in abundance. Next day, there was a neat line of vibhuti on the line where I had written to Swami and an eclairs chocolate. Swami had removed all my dirt just by accepting me as his princess and loving me 10 times more than what any physical father could have ever done. "Wherever I go, Lord, thou shalt see me. There is no place beyond thy scope. Therefore, Lord, in you I place my trust and have hope."
Dearest Swami, your love has blessed us and we have such wonderful elders around us at school.
They've taught us wonderful lessons and filled our lives with brilliant colors. Swami, we cherish every moment spent in this paradise.
The value of gratitude enriches us with an abundance of your grace.
You are the strength beneath our feet and we feel the sky within our reach. It's your presence in our lives that makes it a celebration.
Your love has touched us and we have bloomed as your beautiful flowers. Thank you, Saima, for your grace and compassion.
Karuna se mujhe kar lo apna.
Tumse milna jeevan sapna.
Mother.
being born with you is ageless, eternal and timeless. Birth after birth, you have been with us, guiding us and guarding us. Sai Ma, we pray to thee. From the very depths of our hearts, come what may, hold on our hands and lead us unto thee.
करूं मैं साईं तुम्हारे। Yeah. Keshava.
Narayana, Narayana, Om Satya Narayana.
समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
Shanti, Shanti,
Jai